This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we're going to be here for a couple more hours to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do believe we have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Massachusetts.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I was just wondering, I think last week I heard you tell a caller that at half the recommended rate, we should fertilize our shrubs. But I also heard somebody say, not you, but somebody else saying that we should do it now, and after the ground freezes at half the recommended rate, we should do it twice, I guess, before the hot winter sets in. And if that's true, I went to my shed. I've got about 3 bags of Milorganite. Can I use Milorganite, or do I have to use Hollytone or Plantone?
So the Milorganite would be fine to use it does have it has the fertilizer aspect of it that you could use in your trees and shrubs. A lot of times people will use it for the lawn mostly. I personally would, go into the holly tone or the tree tone when it comes to my shrubs and trees myself. It's meant specifically for that. Now, as far as how much you use and when you are to do it, I look at it as right now we're just trying to give something to the plant to overwinter. And so you're looking to help its root system. Now, if we put a full amount of fertilizer down, it's going to try and push not only root development but leaf development. We're really just trying to give it something to help it get through the winter. So that's why the half the rate is the way to do it. I've talked with many people with Espoma. John Harrison is one of them. He's been on the show multiple times. And we always talk about this, the need for the half the rate at, in the fall. And it helps get them through till next season. Putting something down when the ground freezes is not really something that, if the ground's frozen and it stays frozen, you're just putting fertilizer down on like ice, if you will. And it's just sitting there. It's not getting to the plant. We want to get to the plant now. And that's why using it at half the rate is going to give it something. We don't want to push growth. We don't want to push the plant to say, okay, well, you're giving me a full rate of fertilizer here. I'm ready to go. Let's develop new leaves. Let's do this. It's something just to keep them going for the winter. And then full rate in the spring.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay.
And it's one of those things where if you just planted any of these evergreens or shrubs or anything along those lines, if you planted it this summer or fall, it's not something you need to fertilize at this point because the plant is still developing its roots under there and hasn't really ventured out completely. and so it's not actively taking up fertilizer from, it's taking everything from the ground itself. So it's not as necessary. It would be spring application. It would be the first one that is really important.
Now, is it okay if I use plantone on everything, or do you really want me to separate polytone and plantone and use them that way? Because I do have plantone in the shed. I was just wondering, could I use those on the evergreens and everything, or no polytone for the evergreens and plantone for the rest?
You know, ideally, it would be to switch it, but you know what? The numbers on it aren't completely different. When it comes to, if you look at the numbers specifically on plant tone versus holly tone, mm-hmm. the biggest difference is most evergreens, right, want to have more acidic type fertilizer for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the holly tone comes into. It's based, the fertilization is based on acidity. It has more mm-hmm. acidic like fertilizers in it, whereas the plant tone doesn't. That being said, something is better than nothing, right?
Okay.
So if you have plant tone and you want to use it on everything, it's not like it's going to hurt it. It's only going to help it.
Okay.
What I would suggest is the first application at the beginning of the season, that's uh-huh. the one you use specific. Okay. Whereas in the fall, just giving it something might be best. So you have the plant tone, use it. And then in the spring, any of your evergreens, use the holly tone, and any of your shrubs and trees that are, you know, that are not evergreen, use the plant tone. You know, so.
Well, you've been very helpful. I thank you very much.
No problem, Bill. You, good luck and have a great rest of your day.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's turning out to be a really nice day out there, nice and sunny. Get out there, get some things done in the garden, get some things done in the yard, and enjoy yourself out there. You know, winter is, well, we always say winter is coming, but we got some time, but enjoy it now while you can, because, I mean, it's October. I look at the long-term forecast. We're still seeing 60s almost every day, but starting to get into those numbers at night are getting lower. So plenty of time to get out there and work in the garden and enjoy it, but it is due to get cold. So let's let's just think about it, of what we're what we can do. Now, we've talked about it. And we've done this. We've talked about the lawn a lot, and we'll do it continuously. But it is time to get your lawn growing strong and green for spring. Now, start today with Espoma Organic All Season Lawn Food. Contains Biotone, Espoma's special blend of beneficial microbes that help your lawn absorb nutrients more easily while promoting faster greening, deeper roots, and better soil structure. Espoma Organic All Season Lawn Food should be applied now. Then again in early spring, and then in late spring, late summer, multiple times during the season. Spread evenly on a recently mowed lawn, including newly seeded or sodded areas. So that's important, so you can still do this if it's newly seeded. Water lightly after application, and you're done. Like all Espoma products, all season lawn food is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. If you can find it at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. All season lawn food from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, if you go to their website, Espoma has a great website, all their products. Things I like about it is when to use on each product. You can actually click and it'll tell you when to use it. And I just here clicked on holly tone. Clicked on when to use. Feed in spring and late fall at half the spring rate. And it tells you, blooming evergreens like azaleas and rhododendrons are best fed in the spring at the first hint of bloom color. And right here, right at the end, and this goes back to what Bill was saying, never apply fertilizer to frozen soils. So good information, but they'll actually tell you all the information on the package, what you need, you know, how much to apply, how to apply. So some great information, you know, not only on their fertilizers, but their potting soils, their liquid fertilizers, which are great for your indoor plants, and some plant protection that they have as well. So definitely take a look at their website. It's espoma.com, so espoma.com, and get some good information there. You can learn some different things, and even if you're looking, you know, where you could buy it, it'll actually be right on there where to buy, and you can find some places there. So definitely a great website for information to help you out on what to do for the season. So take a look. It's espoma.com, and some good info there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, on the other side of the break, maybe we'll talk a little bit about getting your houseplants ready to go indoors and what we can be using. You know, do we fertilize on the way in? What do we do when we're bringing them from outside to inside? So we can discuss that on the other side of the break, because I feel that we're going to start thinking about that soon. You know, like I said, weather's going to look nice for the next couple weeks, but the temperatures are going to start dropping, and we need to be ready. So give us a call with questions, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were going to discuss a little bit in regards to bringing your plants inside, but we do have a call, so I don't want them to sit and wait. So we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Dave is in Kennebunk.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a row of arborvitaes about 6.5 feet high.
And in the summer, I noticed one of them has some browns. Some of the branches are turning a little brown. But as the fall progressed, more of them were getting a brown on them. And I'm just wondering if it's a natural occurrence because of the weather or is there something I can do to help it.
Okay, now, so with the arborvitaes, were they the inside or were they the outside of it?
Pretty much outside.
Outside of it, okay. Now, did you notice on the arborvitaes, were they starting to, show seeds, forms of, like, seed pods?
I really didn't notice that.
Okay. So most likely it has something to do with the drought conditions. They were pretty bad this season. So that probably has a lot to do with why they're turning brown. There are other aspects that they could be. There could be other insects. There could be breakage on the plants. But I would assume mostly it's going to be drought damage. So what I'd like to see you do is until the ground freezes, which, it could be another couple months here, I'd like to see you still water the plant. And I'd like to see you just take the hose, bring it over to the arborvitaes. How long was the row of arborvitaes?
Oh, 30 feet or so.
Okay, so maybe what I would like to see you do is go out and get a soaker hose. Okay?
Yeah.
That they usually make them in like 25 and 50 foot sections. If you could get the 50-foot section and kind of wrap it around, kind of wrap it around each trunk. And then what I want you to do is attach a hose to it and let it sit on for about 45 minutes. Maybe even a little bit longer. It'll water the whole area. But what it's doing is it'll have a deep root system soaking, right? So instead of just watering the top, it's going to water the whole root system, okay?
Okay.
What I'd also like to see you do is, this is a product from Natural Alternative called Protolizer. It helps with shock like this. Environmental conditions that we really have no control over, that this protolyzer will help that. And what it does is, so it's a beneficial organism that gets to the root system and actually helps it grow and helps it take care of things like this, instead of worrying about, doing everything yourself. The plant will actually get some of the fertilizer a little bit easier. It'll help release some of those trapped nutrients in the soil, and it will allow it to absorb the water easier. Okay, so it's definitely something to add to it, as well as maybe using like a Holytone fertilizer at half the rate of what the package will say. So it'll say X amount, and that's usually for the spring fertilization, and then you cut it in half for that next season. I think all three of those things, to be honest with you, are going to help you with the arborvitae going forward. If there's a lot of dead on one side or it's some, a lot of brown, what I would do is check the bark, scratch the bark with your finger, see if it's green underneath there. If it's green underneath there, then it's still live and it's worth taking care of. So those three things would definitely really help you, especially going into winter months.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, Dave, you have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And one of the things that we need to think about at this time of year is, we need to continue watering and just continue going until the ground freezes, because it is so important to make sure that our grass, our lawns, our shrubs get continued to be watered. So definitely something to be thinking about. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rain from the remnants of Hurricane Delta is saturating states across the Deep South, Tennessee Valley, and Mid-Atlantic regions of the United States. The Weather Prediction Center saying the once major hurricane is expected to drop 3 to 6 inches of rain in parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, the cleanup continues.
Right now, we're assessing new damage. We're looking at new fresh damage from Delta and damage on top of damage from Laura. So it's going to take a little time to kind of peel all that away and really understand the full wake of Delta and what it's left behind.
FEMA Administrator Peter Gaynor speaking there on Fox News. President Trump is scheduled to speak at a Make America Great Again rally in Central Florida, the rally being held at an airport in Orlando. This is USA Radio News. Protesters in Wisconsin facing tear gas and pepper balls Saturday night as the unrest continues following the death of a black teenager. The protests ignited earlier this week after prosecutors announced Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa wouldn't face charges for shooting and killing Elvin Cole outside a mall in Milwaukee on February 2nd. Officer Mensa, who was also black, used deadly force after he was shot at by Cole, who had a stolen gun. This Wisconsin man confronted protesters who were trespassing on his property. He explains why.
I think it was just, as I had time to reflect, the culmination of everything 2020. So the protests and the mandates and lockdowns and riots.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, a manned space flight scheduled for the end of this month at Cape Canaveral is being delayed. NASA saying the launch will now be in early to mid-November. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're going to start thinking about bringing some plants indoors going forward. Winter is on the way. What do we do? How do we get this ready? So a lot of times with our houseplants or, even our annuals that we want to bring in and try to keep going, you look at, am I going to repot them? What am I going to do? And a lot of times you probably should repot them, bringing them in, cleaning out some of the old soil, cleaning, the pot, etc. But what else can you do? Well, we always think that, it's outside. The bugs aren't going to follow it inside. They're not going to do anything to harm the plants on the inside. It's what's inside, right? So I think that's definitely not true, because you're going to just bring them in because it's going to warm up. Some of these are soil-borne insects. And so I wanted to talk about a product that I think you should do and some things I think you should get done when you're bringing your plants indoors. So when you replant your plants going inside, getting a nice pot, or just cleaning up some of the soil, cleaning the pot that you have if you've had some issues. When you do get the new soil in there, mixing a product from Bonide called Systemic Houseplant Insect Control. You could also use what's called the mosquito bits from, and we talk about the mosquito dunks during the summer here. Mosquito bits might be one to do. It does the same thing. But what we're looking to do is get rid of those fungus gnats that come inside. Fungus gnats are soil-borne, so they're trying to, they're, you're not going to see them as much when they're outside. You're going to see them when they're inside. They almost look like little fruit flies flying around. And you're going to think, all right, what did I leave out? Where did I, you know, check the trash, get rid of the trash, get rid of anything that might be sitting around. And you're saying, all right, I still have them. What's going on? Well, that's coming from your house plants that you've brought inside from outside. It's soil-borne insect. So what can you do to help try to prevent that? Couple things. One, mix this houseplant control in the soil when replanting. Two, before bringing your plants inside, spray your plants with like a neem oil or an all seasons. Neem oil I like to do because it's multifunction, it's multi-purpose, right? It's not just an insecticide. It can actually have some disease control as part of it. But most likely you're worried about insects. So the neem oil is going to spray and kill and suffocate any of those insects that are starting, that would be coming in with you. And then that systemic houseplants control is going to kill any of the soil-borne. Now, if you only do the soil-borne, you could still have the fungus gnats because the ones that are living, it's not affecting. The ones that are out of the soil, it's not going to take care of. That's why you got to go with the neem. It's almost like a 1-2 punch before bringing anything in. So, you know, when you're looking to bring something in on a nice day where it's going to be warmer like today, spray the plant completely with a neem oil in the morning. Let it sit outside all day so it can absorb that neem oil, and then bring it in later in the day if you're ready to bring them in. But looking at the long-term forecast, there's not a lot of very cold weather coming forward at night. You know, there's some, right? So some of your more sensitive plants could be brought in because later in the week it's going to be like 4:41 at night. When in these plant trucks, have a position in New England, unless it's sometimes, but not during the winter. So you really be thinking about bringing those in, and these are a couple things you can be doing. Now, if you have some plants you want to get in there, definitely get them inside. So think about it. Definitely time to do it. I want to get back to the phone calls. We have a few on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Marshfield.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. Hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, perfect.
You kind of answered some of my questions in your last conversation to everybody. I have a lemon plant that I've been growing on the deck all summer long.
Yep.
And I just brought it in the house recently because it's been getting cold at night.
Yep.
And I'm just kind of curious, how often should I water it once it's indoors, and do I need to fertilize it throughout the winter?
Okay, so with a lemon plant like that, you're going to need to continue watering it, you know, and not watering it, you know, every day like it's the heat of the summer, but definitely continue watering it. One of the things that it will influence that is how warm you keep the house, right?
Yes, usually around 68 to 70.
Perfect. So you might not have to water it as often because that's almost the perfect temperatures for it. So you know, maybe it's once or twice a week, depending upon the soil levels. It doesn't like to get dry, you know, where it completely dries out, where the soil almost turns that light color. But it doesn't like to stay wet either. Right.
I have a kind of a non-conventional soil. It's more peat moss and other stuff. It's not really dirt. It's more when I bought it, I looked up online for, you know, the best type of soil to grow it in. It's actually a non-soil soil.
Yep.
So it's more, it's like 3/4 peat moss, and it's got other stuff in it, obviously, to keep the break it up so it doesn't get too dense. So that's what I'm dealing with that.
Well, I mean, that's perfect for what you're looking for. So, you brought it in. Did you do any spraying prior to get any insects off or anything like that?
Yeah, I sprayed it with a organic insecticide probably about a week or so ago, and I let it sit out there and kind of
perfect
take it all in.
Perfect. That's exactly what you need to do, you know, with the temperatures the way they're going.
Just curious about fertilizing. I've been using, like, an organic fish fertilizer on it throughout the summer, you know, occasionally, you know, probably every, I don't know, 6 weeks or so, I'll throw a little bit in. Do I need to keep continue doing that, or is it good enough for the winter?
When was the last time that you you fertilized, you said?
Probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay. And, you know, so what I would be looking to do is maybe fertilize one more time, right?
Okay.
Getting that in the, you know, on the same time frame that you had been doing, so that 4 to 6 week interval, right?
Yeah.
So that you continue with that for a little bit, just because, you know, it's not, it needs to acclimate into the soil from going inside into the house, right? You know, it's I would say you would continue to do it throughout the winter because it is something that would be still growing if you were in a tropical condition, right? Right. And with a lemon, they produce their fruit starting usually like November to May. So it's a late season fruiting, right? It could be a little bit more because sometimes fruiting on the on indoors is a little harder. So you would continue to fertilize it and look for like a citrus specific fertilizer. Espoma has like a citrus tone that you could use. Basically once a month during the winter months, all right, just to help it produce. Okay. If you're starting to see a bunch of flowers pop up on it, that you're, you know, it's starting to get ready, those flowers that pop up are going to be ready to produce the fruit. Once you start seeing some of the flowers, at that point I'd like to see you use something with a heavy middle number, with a heavy phosphorus on it.
Yeah.
So that phosphorus is like a bloom booster, right? Okay. And that's what we're trying to do is push more blooms, but we'll produce more flowers for you, right?
Okay.
So when you start to see the flowers starting to develop, you can use like a bloom booster, something with a middle number. The garden centers might not have it during the winter because they usually, they'll have it, but they might not have it out because they usually... Yeah. You know, a lot of the bloom boosting we're looking for during the season.
Yep.
So I would look for something to, you know, now to see if they have it so you can use it later in the season to push the fruit and push the blooms to keep going so you can get more fruit long term.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. I appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Good luck and thanks. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, Sam.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Cape Cod.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks
Good morning.
For taking my call. So we had a big windstorm here a couple of days ago, and before it came, we had a new lawn put in. We had our landscaper dethatch and aerate the lawn, and he seeded it. But unfortunately, now we have pine needles and pine cones. We've begun picking up the pine cones, but we can't rake the pine needles, and we're worried that the lawn that we put in will not grow through it. We fertilized it, and we lined it, so... Do you have any advice or any good news or bad news?
Well, to be honest with you, I have no problem with pine needles on a lawn. The needles are not going to affect the acidity. You would need, like, truckloads of the needles to be sitting on the lawn to affect the acidity, so that's not going to affect how it grows. But being on there, the lawn should grow through it. What it actually kind of does is it adds a... Not that there's a lot of it, but there's a little bit layer of keeping the soil a little bit warmer to help germinate.
Yeah. Now, watering it on timers, irrigation, he's got it set up so it waters it twice a day to keep it moist.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's perfect to do, and I think I wouldn't worry about the pine needles. Once you start to have some growth developing really well, and you have the blades of grass growing and you've cut it, if you're worried about the needles still sitting on there, you can have somebody, you know, maybe have the landscaper use a blower to get rid of them instead of raking it.
Right.
The pine cones, those are a pain because those will cover a whole area. The pine needles I wouldn't be as worried about, honestly. I used to actually think pine needles were terrible and that they would ruin the acidity of the soil and everything, but once I did some more research on it, I found that it's not going to affect the acidity. I mean, again, you'd have to have truckloads of pine needles on an area to do that.
More like a light blanket.
Yeah, I think you're definitely, without a problem, going to be fine. And once everything starts to develop, just have somebody take a blower and blow the needles off there. I think you'll be perfectly all right.
Should we fertilize one more time before the winter?
Yes.
Just fertilize.
So in about 4 to 6 weeks, as long as the ground's not frozen, definitely fertilize, and I think you'll be okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, Steve, have a great one. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sharon is in Cape Cod.
Sharon, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have a row of front of the house foundation shrubs that were planted in 1997 by the previous owner of rhodies and azaleas. My question is pruning. Because they're flowering plants, I mean, a lot of times pruning you do in the spring, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
However, these plants, you know, the rhodies are not nanoconchids or anything like that. They're the full-grown deal. And they now are approximately 2 feet above my window line, and I don't want that. I want to trim them at least 2 feet. And so if I trim them now, I'm just asking, if I trim them now, am I going to greatly reduce my flowering in the spring? Or if I thought if I trim them in the spring, that will reduce the flowering.
So to be honest, both if you were to prune it now and early spring, it would do the same effect. So with rhododendrons, for example, they have set their buds already for next season. You can
see. Yeah, they're all out there.
Yep. So if you were to cut that back by, you know, let's say 2 feet all the way around, you're cutting all the tips where all the flowers are. So you might get it reduced to almost no flowers.
If I did it now.
If you did it now. Azaleas are the same thing if you were going to do that. What I would look to do is once they're done flowering, then I would prune it back if you can. But if you can, if you're all right with not having, you know, the flowers or not as many flowers in the spring, then go right ahead and do it now so you'll be able to, you know, use the window and not have it completely covered, right? You know, sometimes a drastic cutback on rhododendrons like that is well worth it. I have no problem doing it really at any time. Just because I understand that they'll come back with flowers the next season. But if the flowers are something that you really want, you got to wait until it's done flowering. Okay.
Thank you for that information. It is confusing, the thought process on that, because personally, I'm not going to be doing it. I'm hiring somebody to do it who's not a professional landscaper, but yep. Nevertheless, they have the ability to do what I can't do for physical reasons.
Gotcha.
And they suggested that, they do need to be whacked a good 2 feet. They suggested that I do it now. And yes, mm-hmm. there's hundreds of bugs on those roadies. They suggested I do it now because if I wait till the spring, then I'll have less flowers. But that's not what you just said.
No, so the thing about it is, if you cut it down now, those 2 feet, you're cutting almost all the blossoms off for next year. Yeah, because the blossoms are usually on the outer part of the plant, right? And so if you were to cut it down 2 feet above it, you're also going to try to cut it 2 feet on the sides as well, or at least shape it. Because you're not going to just cut the top off and leave it like a flat top and have everything else round.
No, they're
going
to be shaped.
Exactly. So they're going to take all the branching around and cut down all those blooms for next season. What I want you to do for next season, once they've flowered, some of the areas you can actually do more than 2 feet. Some of the ones that you can cut more than 2 feet off if need be. What I'd like to see you do is while these guys are cutting, or maybe, you know, explain to them that take a look at each branch and what you're going to cut out and see if it's going to affect the overall size of the plant. Because sometimes you can take some of the branches that go a little bit further in, and if you cut them back to make it so it's a little bit smaller, that's not going to affect the whole size of the plant long term. Whereas sometimes it's going to be the opposite, and it will affect it. So it's all about looking at the plant and shaping it and knowing kind of what's going to happen for that next season and how it's going to fill out. But pruning anything in general after it flowers is the way to go.
Which for roadies is like generally June, right?
Yeah, May, June, depending upon, you know, the season we have.
Okay.
You know, it'll change.
Much.
Thanks, Sharon. You have a great one. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, more of your questions.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.